This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:40. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. We are now moving on to Today on Twitter and talking about something that really has become a part of our daily fabric. We're talking about Mysa Jatra and the fact that it's trending. It's all about the checkout function.
So this has been, ever since the function was introduced, there has been this question of what happens then if I forget? Because a lot of people forget. And the answer is there's no direct penalty, at least not from the government, but it may mean that you can't go on holiday, because this actually happened to a woman whose daughter actually posted all about it on TikTok. It's another Today on TikTok, all right? I'm sorry. But essentially, last weekend, a TikTok user posted a video showing how her mother wasn't allowed to board their plane because of her checkout history. Essentially, she hadn't checked out on the application for almost 2 weeks, which meant that she was associated, I suppose, with a place that had a positive COVID-19 contact, even though she hadn't actually been there at the time. It's just that Mysa Jatra thought she was because she hadn't checked out. And so her status had a red status, which really meant that she should have been at home. And that's pretty much it. She couldn't board the plane. Her family had to leave without her.
I must say, watching this video put me in a very sobering state, because I often forget to check out. It's not a deliberate thing. It's just a weird step to take, because you scan in your Mysa Jatra when you walk in. So it's a bit of a no-brainer to do that. But there's no overt reminder or compulsion to ask you to check out. And I know that on paper, it sounds like, well, can't you just remember? But no, because when you think about it on a daily basis, you check in into so many places, 4 or 5 if you're out to work and shop and so on. And because there's no bulk checkout function, it also becomes really unwieldy to look at how many premises you've been to, how many you haven't checked out at. And so this video really fed into a conversation that many people have been having and pointing out and complaining about. And I think that's why it's sort of, it started trending, and people have been sharing all sorts of negative experiences.
Some choice tweets. We have at Justin TWJ, who says, why doesn't Mysa Jatra automatically check out for you when you check in somewhere else? That is messed up. We have Hema, who says, went to Mid Valley on the 5th of November. Just found out I forgot to check out. So according to Mysa Jatra, I've been staying in Mid Valley for over 2 weeks. What a splendid system. And then we have a final one from Hayden, who says a separate tab should be made for the checkout check-in function, so people don't have to scroll all the way down to ensure that they've checked out of all the premises. And you know, that is a big one. I have to say that if you're somebody who's very diligent, then you haven't experienced this. If you, however, like me, are not, that means that you might have somewhere like 20 places that you're trying to check out from when you read the story and you panic. And if you have tried to do that, then you will know that essentially you're scrolling through like pages and pages and days to get back to however many weeks ago in order to clear. And then every time you do that, you start the process again. And it's just not a neat user experience. It simply does not work. I also think a bulk checkout would be good. Also, perhaps just a little prompt, a reminder at the end of each day or whenever you open the app, like, hi, have you checked out of the previous places? You know, things like that.
Look, I understand the purpose of the checkout. I understand why it's important for contact tracing to know where you've been, how long you were there, whether your path crossed with someone else who had tested positive. But if the onus is going to be on us to keep track of those details or to update the app, then it really has to be made easier, right? I mean, honestly, at this point, my best source of being reminded to check out is actually another Twitter account unaffiliated with the Ministry of Health called Checkout Your Mysa Jatra. They basically just issue daily funny little reminders like, hey, what are you still doing at Petron in the middle of the night? Or why are you still shopping for three weeks when you've left KLCC? You should have left KLCC a while back and stuff like that. But that's not really easy, and it's not really something that works. So I 100% agree that we need a way for Mysa Jatra itself to be more functional. We'd like to hear from you. Do you remember to check out on Mysa Jatra? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have some messages already, and I think we can have a look at a couple of them.
So Rizza says, I recently checked out of my Sujatra from a Fresh Mart after 3 days. this speaks to something that I think a lot. I like to imagine that there's someone inside KKM or something who is astounded by my ability to be in 100 places at once when they look at my Sujatra history. This is what I imagine, like a fool, when I fail entirely through my own fault to check out, because I really don't. And then I look at my history and I think, do you really think that I've just been camped out in my office now for weeks on end? I should get Employee of the Year.
Look has an answer. It sounds like the nightmare from an Eagles song. You can check in, but you can never check out.
I mean, maybe that's the Maya Sujatra PSA that they could play. Something like a play on Hotel California. I think there's something there. Call us, KKM.
Do send your thoughts our way. Do you remember to check out on My Sujatra? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be looking at your messages after this, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It is 5:51. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And for today on Twitter, we've been talking about My Sujatra, which is trending. That's specifically because people have been complaining, to put it mildly, about the checkout function. This comes on the wake of a video that's gone viral of a woman who couldn't board a flight because her history on My Sujatra basically indicated that she was at risk, all because she hadn't checked out from a place where she had come into contact with someone. So we've been asking you, do you remember to check out on your My Sujatra? Keep sending your thoughts our way. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we have so many thoughts.
So let's look at this one from Karen, who says, it is really a no-brainer. When you check into another place, it should assume that you have checked out from the last check-in. And, you know, firstly, that sounds like a tongue twister. But I used to think this, and then I realized that it does not accommodate things like malls, or for that matter, office buildings, where you have one check-in at the lobby and another check-in in your office. And so the same thing goes for malls, where you scan in at an entrance and then subsequently you haven't left the mall, you're just entering different shops. And so, I mean, while I get that, I think that also speaks to this idea of contact tracing, because then, yes, while you now know that I've entered, say, a very large mall from one particular entrance, I'm not sure how that helps you exactly in terms of contact tracing, in all honesty, right? Because I would have to have been waiting there for a significant period of time in order to really be at risk.
Yeah, I mean, I think this goes back to the purpose of this particular feature and whether it's actually being effective. And that's something a lot of people are bringing up. But just to address that, how this could work. So V, for instance, is saying, firstly, I never check out. I think My Sujatra should auto check out for users after 1 day. Time for app update number 201. Noted on that snipe. But I think the auto checkout is actually a good function. And I think that could be something to look at. I recognize, though, again, everything has a loophole, right? I know, for instance, that if you are visiting someone and you're staying in their building for a couple of days, that being checked out after 24 hours is not the most convenient thing. But that said, I think that might be the easiest way to go.
So I did want to say, V, the never in caps speaks to my very soul, because I am also a never in caps person. And I don't know, it's not for anything really. It's partly convenience. And now it is, for all these reasons that we're talking about, I assiduously check in. I check in everywhere. But the checkout function, I think, has been very difficult for me to maintain.
So this is something that I want to bring up, because I've heard a lot of people talking about this. So Pau says, I only go to shops that use pen and paper rather than My Sujatra. At the end of the day, we need to ask ourselves whether the My Sujatra app can really reduce infection rates if the data collected is so poor. Now, I've heard a lot of people say this, that they no longer want to use My Sujatra because they're worried about their movements being tracked and then being marked as under risk. But I do believe, though, that contact tracing is important. So again, this goes back to if the function the app is supposed to play doesn't do it well, it's only going to encourage people to not follow a system that is supposed to be useful to us.
I agree.
We do have Anil on the line. Anil, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Good evening. Hi. Okay, what do I normally do is the moment I check in, I straightaway check out. I press the check out immediately. As long as the record is in my signature, so that's fine. It doesn't require you to check out the moment you physically leave the place.
But part of the app's function is that you need to be checked into the place while you're in there, right? In case people check.
Check in, yes. But the thing is, there's no reminders for us to play to press, right? So that's the reason why I always check in. Then I just check in.
Anil, thank you for your thoughts.
So I guess the issue with that is also, and this comes back to what we were saying earlier about how when a function on an app doesn't work or isn't communicated clearly, it's going to be difficult. Because I think the premise initially of staying checked in is not just for in case there are spot checks, but also so that for your safety, in case you come into contact with someone else who is there at the same time, who's there between 8:30 to 9:15, who's later found to be COVID positive, for instance, people can find you and tell you that that's what has happened. Whereas if you check out right away, I guess that is going to be difficult. But again, this goes back to a flaw within the app itself, right? It's an issue and also an issue with communication as a whole.
So Charlie says this, and the question is, does the MySajatra contact tracing really work? So if you don't check out and you don't have COVID, but your MySajatra says you do, and then you get changed to red or high risk, how does this work? And really, I think a lot of people are circling this point of if that checkout function is meant to place us at a particular place to give us information and to give the government information, if it's not being tracked, then is that data useful? And I think that's where this gets quite complicated.
It does. And also where up to a point, I think people are going to get tired of doing the right thing, but not necessarily having the most efficient results. I think that is the thing here. If you don't feel like it's giving you or giving the government like enough information to actually handle things, then I think it's going to be pretty tough. We do have Mohan who says, I just realized that I have so many checkouts to perform. I thought as I check into a place, the previous entry will become checked out automatically. Logically, how can the same person be in two different places at the same time? Oh, my Sajatra.
Mohan, you sound like me. I have to confess, as soon as I saw that video, I went into my app and checked out on a month's worth of things. So I think many of us don't realize we haven't checked out in a lot of places.
Meanwhile, Munif says, to KKM, if you see an architect's record saying that he or she has been in office for 3 days straight, that is not a case of looper checkout. That is just a case of being an architect.
That, I think, brings to mind a whole other question. Let's see. We have Alex who says, when they launched the checkout function, I recall the health minister saying, don't worry about the checking out as it will auto check out when you check into a new place. What happened to that? I can't particularly remember that happened, that announcement, but I do know that he said that things will be streamlined and that things will be assessed as they go along. So I think we're at a point where we do need that checkout function.
I think we need a bulk checkout or a reminder or an auto checkout after a day. I mean, it is worth saying that they do expire at the end of each month. So, I mean, your check-ins do. So there is that. But a month is a long time. A month is a very long time to be in Mid Valley, for example.
Let's see. We have Adlina saying, not checking out 2 days later made me worry so much. I can't imagine when you're not checked out for 2 weeks. Something needs to be done, perhaps an auto checkout or something. And I think that really just covers something that most people are calling for. We are, of course, talking about this because MySajatra is trending. And that's because a woman was barred from being able to board a flight because of her MySajatra status, which resulted from not checking out from a place that she had previously been in. Do keep sending your thoughts our way. Do you remember to check out from MySajatra? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, Coming up after this on Inside Story, we're going to be looking at that MOU between the opposition and the government and how successful it has been. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.